So, are you ready for burgers?
I'm ready for burgers.
Okay.
Yeah. Ski-Lo in the house. Giving shots out to all the homies out there. You know how we do it. Six foes. Rag tops. Cadillacs. This is how it sounds.
Two men.
It's the Montreal Burger Report with Ed Hocko,
also known as Blark,
and Chris Zeke Hand.
You got to be a Big Mac, McGilty, a quarter pounder with some cheese fillet, a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a happy meal. Milkshake, black coke, and bigger, larger, smaller size, chicken oriental with salad on the side. I'm a Big Mac, McGilty, a quarter pounder with some cheese fillet, a fish, a hamburger.
Good day and welcome to episode 7 of the Montreal Burger Report. In this episode, our heroes, Blork and Zeke, start off at Le Saint Bach, a delightful microbrasserie, or as it is called in the part of the world that is not Quebec, a wonderful brew pub. Zeke orders and drinks a malediction, Blork the arrogant. Blork tries to goad Zeke, but is unsuccessful as Zeke quickly and gracefully steers the conversation towards more diplomatic waters. Le Saint Bach is located at 1749 Saint-Denis. It is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. on weekdays and 1 p.m. on weekends. The phone number is 514-680-8052, and their website is www.lesaintbach.com. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show, podcast, blog, something or other, whereupon Blork and Zeke go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms, try to inform you about the wide and wonderful world of burgers in Montreal.
What kind of beer are you drinking?
Malediction.
Is that you squealing, or is that something else?
Okay. It's me squealing. I've moved it one way, and then now moved it the other way.
So you're drinking a malediction?
Malediction. Would you like a taste?
Sure.
It's a very, very nice stout.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's fairly light.
Yes. Uh-huh.
As stouts actually often are, strangely enough. People see Guinness and they go, "Oh, it's American Fort Pierce."
It's like 3% alcohol or something like that.
Exactly, and this—it's just it has that burnt kind of flavor. But yeah, no, it's nice.
No, what did you order?
I ordered the Arrogant, which is a honey brown ale. I don't like any fruit beers really, lambics and stuff like that. Nah.
Now the apricot isn't a lambic or iambic. Coming from a poetry background.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know. Fruit and beer, you know, nice concept, but for other people. Belgians, you know, people like that go to town. I don't like having fruit interfering with the beeriness of beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like mucking up your fries with mayonnaise.
No, not at all. No, you know, you're completely out to lunch on that one.
Okay, I will admit that because, you know, there are some odd people who like
mayonnaise. No, it's like actually so as to make it less contentious, less argumentative. It's like mucking up your fries with vinegar.
That depends on the vinegar. Nice malt vinegar.
I've never had... Yeah, I've never liked any sort of vinegar.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, no, see, not me. In fact, when I was a kid, I think we didn't get fries a lot. Because we didn't go out to eat a lot, and we didn't make them at home, but vinegar was my preferred condiment as a kid.
Okay.
The only problem with vinegar is that it, like, falls off, and that makes your fries soggy. But if you get good crispy fries, and you keep the vinegar going, you know, a little bit of vinegar, eat them, a little more vinegar, eat them, that kind of thing. It's nice. Salt and vinegar potato chips are, to this day, probably my preferred potato chip.
I adore sauerkraut. I adore pickles. I can't stand vinegar on my fries.
You're weird. But that's long established.
So I've been told. So what do you think of Le Saint Bach?
I like it. I've never been here before. I used to live literally 100 feet from here.
Where'd you live?
I lived above the muffins on Ontario and St. Denis for a year. It was a very noisy year. I don't know what this place was then. It certainly wasn't Le Saint Bach because that's going back a few years. It's nice. I like it. It's got these little sort of decor bits, you know, those horizontal lines.
Yeah, at some point you're going to have to go up to the bar and look at all the beer bottles.
Oh, I'll do that. Yeah, no, it's nice. It's got a crazy kind of almost Asian-Japanese thing with all those horizontal lines. And yet at the same time, it's full of, like, you know, the exposed brick and stone wall things that you expect in a basement in Montreal.
I'm just surprised at how many 20-year-old female UQAM students are here.
Well, given that we're basically right across the street from the place or whatever. no big surprise. And they have actually 20 beers on the board over there.
Those are just on tap. They have 20 taps.
Are they all beers that they brew themselves, or do they have
McCausland beer in there. They have Trois Pistons beer that I noticed. This that I'm drinking, the what's it called? The Malediction is one of theirs.
I believe mine is too. The Arrogant. It's a honey brown beer, ale. It's nice.
Which number is yours?
Number six.
Number six.
Yeah.
Okay, mine is number 14.
Number 14. Wow, you went way down the list. You're indecisive.
No.
I could only make it as far as six, but whereas give me one.
I started from the bottom up.
Oh, there you go.
And mine's in pink.
There you go.
It jumped out of me.
Yeah, no, it's a nice beer. It's a nice honey brown or honey nut ale, I should say. Or honey brown, whatever. And it's a good environment. It's a little noisy in here, but that's mostly just because there's a lot of people.
No, there I've been here once before, and I found that they turn up the volume so as to keep it noisy.
A lot of bars do that, which, you know, maybe it's a sign that I'm over 30, but I really get annoyed with that. Not that every bar needs to be a sort of stoic pub environment where grumpy people are leaning on their elbows and, you know, cursing into their ashtrays or whatever. But, you know, I mean, this is a congenial atmosphere in here. We're surrounded by people conversing, talking, you know, having a little after work drink or after class drink, whatever. You don't want to be shouting.
No.
You know? Mm-hmm. You want to actually know what people are saying, depending on who's speaking, of course.
That's why we have the microphones for you.
There you go.
Not only do we want to hear what you're saying, we want to record it for posterity. Here I just find the loudness, the student population, the slow service.
It is a bit slow, although he did apologize for the slowness, so he's at least aware. That counts for something.
It counts for something. It's fine. It's still slow service.
Because it was an unprompted apology. We didn't scowl at him. He just came over and said, thank you for your patience. So he's aware. Anyway.
Although the three other beers were also equally slow and didn't get any apologies.
However, that said, if you and I were 25-year-old McGill students, scoping out the scene, so to speak, I think we'd probably really like this place.
Yes, although... Yeah, no, it's there. When I was 25 years old, I was a Concordia student and was going to the Peel Pub. And this is a far sight better than the Peel Pub.
Yes, yes.
However, it strikes me as being more sort of like a wannabe judicial.
Yeah, I suppose. Although it's in a completely different part of town, so you can't blame anybody for wanting to be judicial. You know, it's a good bar. Mm-hmm. It's and a busy bar. And a loud bar. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's just it. So you can't blame them for trying. And I think it's a reasonable degree of success. Have you any idea if they have a terrace in the back? I don't think so.
No. There it's the terrace in front.
Oh, there is a terrace in front?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
There's the ice bar that they have, which I would not use. I realized I'm not interested in drinking while I freeze.
Right, right.
And I imagine in the summertime there are 12 seats, and you show up at 11 o'clock, and after that, you hope that one empties up as you show up.
So it's not a place you go to thinking terrace by any means.
Thank you for listening to part one of episode 7 of the Montreal Burger Report. Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hands Beer Stop at Le Saint-Bach before they visit La Mer au Bois for the burgers. Next week, Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, asks some questions about La Mer au Bois. Zeke points out that they might, in fact, be at ground zero for hamburgers in Montreal. Blork emphatically states that he prefers lamb from Quebec to lamb from New Zealand, and then calls Zeke unsentimental. So don't touch that dial, screen, browser, or mouse, and be sure to listen, download, or otherwise enjoy and consume Episode 7, Part 2 of Ed Hocko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hand's Montreal Burger Report. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. If you have any ideas, comments, or suggestions, we can be reached by email at montrealburger@gmail.com or on the web at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Brad Slide, and Skilo for the music, and you for listening.